Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Mothers and Daughters at the Round Table. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm here this morning excited, a little tired, just a lot of things going on, but they're all good things. God is just moving, and he's just blessing, and it's just amazing how God is bringing us all together to work for the good of his kingdom. And with that being said, I'd like to say thank you to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to say thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, the opportunities, the connections, the ability to work with others, to see you move in the lives of people, adults and children, and to see the breakthrough simply by a word that was said or something that you've done through me and as I see you moving through others. Father, I just want to say thank you because I realize, Father, you can do nothing without us as being the body of Christ, without us being obedient, without us allowing our will to be your will and to submit to your plan of action. And Father God, this morning as we work with the young adults today and through the night and tomorrow, I ask that you bless each and every one of them, that you touch their minds, and that the things that they think that is the end of all is not, can be the beginning of something new once they realize who they are in you. And Father God, I ask you to bless all of the leaders, all of the volunteers, the transportation, and as we take them to and for today and tonight and tomorrow, Father God, I ask that the angels just camp around them and that everybody walk away with a new relationship through Jesus Christ with you. That's my prayer. And Father, I ask you to bless every mother and daughter around the world as they listen and as they await to hear a word from you that will help them to become better mothers, better wives, better sisters, better mother, daughter-in-laws, you know, the whole gamut, better grandmothers, neighbors, co-workers, because once they discover that there's one word that encompasses everything, and that word is love, once we get into the agape love, then we won't find the fault in a person. We'll see the good. Father, I ask that that spirit be penetrated throughout everyone on the face of this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, good morning again. We are here at the round table talking to mothers and daughters around the world. It's an exciting day. So many things are happening. I'm just holding on. I'm just going to get in your position. I sit back and I look, and then when I'm saying so many things are happening, I'm at a youth conference with about between 500 and 600 youth that's ranging from the age 11 to 25. And the majority of them, I'd say around 14 to 20, somewhere in there, or 14 to 18, I'd say. You know, just a group of them, and just a wonderful group of young people. This morning, you know, we stayed up and taught until 12:30 last night, and then, you know, you had the hour of kind of regrouping, and then you sit and you talk for an hour and you lay down, and we were up again this morning around 4:30 cooking and feeding, and those young people got up. Everybody was orderly, and I'm saying this because it just was just amazing to see how they would, it was like a drill. They go in, they had 3 minutes to get dressed and come out and be ready to go, and it was marching them in. It was just absolutely very orderly. God was in the midst. They came out, breakfast was fed, 7 o'clock, everybody was in place, in their seat, about 600 youth, no loud noises. I mean, it emphasized that we can do it, mothers, we can. If we set the rules and the guidelines and we make sure that they understand this is what you are going to be working with. You don't have a choice to get out of order. You don't have a choice to change the rules. And when you do that, the young lady that was actually monitoring the bathroom, she set her clock. I mean, she set the timer. We need to do more of that because young people, they can have so much on their minds that they just don't keep up with time. And sometimes I think, and I thought, you know what, this is good. I teach this when I'm talking to mothers and daughters about conversations and allowing each person to have their time, their space, so that they can at least respond to what they think that you're saying. And if not, you know, you got the time to correct it, to find out, and to really clarify what you are trying to say, mother, or what the daughter's trying to say, simply by using that 3-minute sand glass, that little timer. Well, when she was using it on her phone, and I'm watching her do this drill, she put the 3 minutes on there. She said, okay, your time start now. They started. Boom, that thing go up. Okay, your 3 minutes up. You got to walk out that door. Whatever you have not done, you got to pick it up, and you got to walk out. And that thing was all right. I was just like, okay, I'm learning something here. And I know if Cynthia's on the line, she knows, because I told him, I said, if you had Cynthia here, boy, there's another drill sergeant, you know. Because it is about, for me right now, I'm in a PhD level of ministry training. I'm the one of the very best, Dr. Pat, or maybe I should say Dr. Bailey. But, you know, with that, you know, you just got to look and see how it's done. Is anything perfect? No. But she's been doing it for 39 years. So with that, that's a lot for me to learn. I know what I know in psychology, and, you know, and that ain't topping anybody. It's just what I know. But, you know, learning fine details of outreach ministry, you know, running a church, and that's a whole different thing, but outreach ministry and the little key things that will make it a lot easier. You know, we can all go out there and do it. You know, some people, oh, I know how to do that. I've been doing it for years. And usually those are the ones that, you know, that in itself tells you they have a problem. Because when you get to that level that you think you know it all, then you have a problem. But when you can submit yourself and look at someone and say, you know, I've made these mistakes, I've made this mistake, but if you do it this way, this worked really easy for me. At this point in my life, I'm looking for guidance. I'm looking for someone who's been a trailblazer, who's been out there in the field that not only know how to do it, but can open any door of opportunity that God placed on their heart to do. So we are now attached to a very powerful ministry, you know, the Master's Touch. And so with that, God is aligning us up for the mission that he has for us to do. And I'm very excited about that. And I just want to keep you abreast on that. The other thing is that what we're doing, we're putting together the 200 women. You know, God mandated me about 3 years ago to put together 200 No, it's 4 years, really, to put together 200 women. We attempted it. It was so much going on. I was new in the ministry, trusted a lot of people. You know, just really did not have the experience to do it, but I was doing as I was told. But, you know, when God allow you to go through something, it's just to make you better. And so from that experience, I learned so many things. And God said, okay, now, you know, because we have to go through training. Sometimes we think, oh, we don't have to go through training. You know, everything is a process. You don't go from 0 to 60 just like that and stay at 60. Because if you go that fast, you've missed something along the way. That's what called life and life experiences. So as I go through life now, I'm looking back and at the mistakes that I've made, but I'm also looking at the things that I've done right. And I'm pulling from the things that I've done right, and I'm creating a whole new dream recipe for Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries. I'm looking at who's doing it to the level in which I want to go. You know, you don't want to put yourself under somebody that is really where you are or below you, because there's no growth there. But if you put yourself under somebody who has have accomplished the things that you're looking to accomplish, then you can look up and say, okay, they've done this, and this, and look at that roadmap and then try to say, not try, just follow some of those things. And then God will say, you know, this is good for them, but you need to tweak it because I need you to do this. And you got a more concentrated mind on where you're going and what you're doing. Because then you actually, not only do you have faith that God has asked you to do it and you can do it, but then God gives you an opportunity to see a vision. And when you see a vision and you see it in action right in front of your face, it just builds your faith. And then when you hear it, he said, how can the people know? How would they learn? How would they have faith without a preacher? So when you got a preacher, it ain't always a preacher in the pulpit. It's a preacher that's in the ministry. It's a preacher that's preaching the word of God in whatever area that they're working in. And when you hear that, it builds your faith. And that's where we are with Faith Trust Ministry. We are hearing, seeing, and believing, and God is moving. Trust me, it is our season. It is our season. Not because I'm connected to anyone. It is our season because I said so. Because, see, my faith is so now. Whatever I say, I live off of Mark 11:23-24. I do it. I say it in the morning. I don't just say it. I read it in the morning. I mimic it all day as it come up. Every once in a while, you may, you know, get your version and a word twisted. I say it. I read it at night before I go to bed. I make sure I read it because I don't want to miss anything. But I pretty much got it down pat now. You know, you say something over and over and over again, you actually learn every word. So, but I like to read it and put my hands on the Bible and just let it just look at the words so that my eyes are looking at this is what Jesus said. These are words that Jesus spoke. And then start letting the Holy Spirit work in with your mind, and all of a sudden you're not only reading it, you're feeling it, and the Holy Spirit is giving you revelation and taking you to another level. It just increases your faith, and then all of a sudden things start happening. Because what you could have what you say. If you believe it and don't doubt it in your heart, God said it shall, not will, not might, it shall come to pass. It shall. And he cannot lie. When I started practicing that, I'm telling you, doors are opening and opening and opening. Yesterday I was with a young man, and you all know him, Jonathan Jones. He's a gospel singer. And so he and I was riding. You know, I knew he was a gospel singer, and I know he was well known. But sometimes I'm just a little bit behind the curve when it comes to certain people. You know, I'll be the first one. So I'm riding, and he and I just laughing and talking and going on, and I'm thinking, okay, Bessie, you haven't done your homework, not enough to talk about what he does, you know. So we were talking, and so I said, okay, we need to play your music. Do you have a CD? I didn't bring one with me. Having this wonderful conversation, and at worship last night, and he started singing, the song came out. I thought, oh my God, that's my song. So last night when he finished, I said, Jonathan, you know, I did tell him where I was, riding him around, but I did say to him, I said, that was awesome. That's my song. And so, you know, I had to let him know that part. So, you know, God, and we became friends. We got a project that we're going to work on. So opportunity. Once I started reading Mark 11, 23, 24, I'm telling you, the things that I said are coming to pass. And why am I telling you this? It's not about bragging. I don't have to brag about anything, because in God, all things are possible. Whether you believe it or not, I can care less. I am going to stick with what he said. All things are possible if you believe. And I'm believing. I believe. And I'm seeing opportunity after opportunity unfold right in front of my face. You think I'm going to change that? No. I'm going to be like the people that I grew up with, the older people. I'm going to run on, and I'm going to see what the end going to be. I'm not turning around, because it's not that hard, mothers and daughters. You can have what you say. Eat Mark 11, 23, 24 every day. Don't say, oh, I know about that. I know about that verse. You just not finding out about that, Dr. Fletcher? You know, come on now. I've been around for a while, just not finding out about it. That's called growth. That's called inspiration. You hear a preacher, you preach, and sometimes it'll hit you. You've been hearing it all your life, but sometimes they'll say something and it'll stick. It'll just have new light. New light. And I thought, you know, these two verses speaks volume for your faith. That's the faith verse. And it says faith is what it takes to move God. So if faith is what it takes to move God, I said, okay, then I'm going to use the faith verse, because I want God to move. God can't move if I don't have faith, or he'd be a liar. So how do I get God to move? I'm going to live in his word on faith. And I'm going to stay in faith, and I'm going to see these things happening. My schedule is so scheduled out now. I remember last year this time, I had nothing going on. Of course, I was taking care of my father with Angie, my daughter, but no schedule. Dying, wanting to live out some of the dreams and the realities that I had inside of my head. Got babies, birth babies. Cynthia can tell you, we birthed babies together. Had the babies in the nursery. Every once in a while, that baby would cry and you'd go feed it. But now these babies are growing up. They're out of the nursery. They're out of the incubator. They are out walking around. These babies are growing up. Why? Because I implemented faith. And God said, now that you believe and don't doubt, you can have whatever you say, Bessie. There's nothing I would keep from you. So, mothers, when we were running around and wondering why things are not going the way that we want them to go, all we got to do is stop and realize, and look at our time. Look at the words that we're using. What are we saying? Because what you say is what you're going to get. God said, my word will not return to me void. Well, you don't have any words. The words that you were speaking were created by God. He owns everything. He created everything, including you. And every word that comes out of your mouth, he created it. He allowed it to be. And he gave you the choice. You can use these words or you can use these. And these words are life and liberty. In these words, a death and destruction. You choose. And then he loved you so much, he decided, well, I'm going to give you a hint. You know, it's like you're taking a test with your at school, and you're so nervous and you just can't think. He says, I'm going to give you a hint. Even when you're doing your password for your email, it'll say hint. And you give it a hint. So if you can't remember, you go and you click on it, and it says hint. And the two, and whatever you put in the hint will activate a thought in your mind, which will go back and bring up information from your subconscious mind, and then you remember what that password was. So God said, I'm going to give you a hint, mothers. Choose life. God said, that's more than a hint. That was the word. But because Adam and Eve decided they was going to eat from a different tree, the tree of knowledge, they could have stayed with the tree of life, but they decided to venture out. So now we have what? We have an opportunity to choose what we're going to eat, what we're going to say, the words we're going to use, but every word has power in it. Every word will not return void. Every word that comes out of your mouth has a destination. You choose. Where do you want it to go? Because what you say, the words create your thoughts, and your thoughts will create a vision in your mind's eye. And once you see it, it will solidify itself into a reality, which is a hard form, a substance that you can feel, touch. So you have the power and the authority to have what you say. Think about it. And God has put the mandate on me to bring together the 200 women. I'm going to go back to that just a little bit. Why? Because he said it's a call for mothers to come together. Because mothers, when we come together, when we get this 200, and we come together, now I'm not forgetting the daughters, but keep in mind, every woman is a daughter. So let's just look at the role of the mother. We pull together 200 mothers, and 200 mothers come together praying and saying the right words. We will be very careful with what we say. Because keep in mind, we can have what we say, but we're not going to just say anything. We are going to say what we want to achieve. And that is, we're going to allow God to speak the words. And if he speaks the words through, and he will speak the words through us, then he will have an opportunity to send the word out throughout the world. And it's going to boomerang back with the end results that he wants. So we have to be willing to open ourselves up. We have to be willing to say, God, use me. I release myself to you. Take control of my mind. I give you my mind, my body, my soul. I give you my tongue to speak. When God speaks the word through us, and as we grow from 200, and those 200 get 20, and then it goes from 1,000, and those 4,000 get 20, and then it goes to 8,000, and God is speaking through 8,000 women at one time, and 8,000 words going out and coming back according to his will, change is going to come. It shall happen. There's nothing that can change it. So someone said to me, well, Dr. Fletcher, you're just so fired up. I said, yes, I am. Macon, I went on a mission trip. I went thinking that I was going just for a women's conference, have an opportunity to share a word with women from around the world, not knowing that God had a whole different plan. He had a renewal for me. He had a cleansing for me. It was my graduation. Daughter, you've done well. I wouldn't say that very lightly, at one time I wouldn't say that before because I would say, you know, I don't want people to think I'm this, that, and the other. Well, you know what? I don't worry about that anymore. Your thoughts are your thoughts, and you keep them and you'll stay where you are. My thoughts are the thoughts of God, and I am who he says that I am, and he made me great. He made me fearless. He made me strong. He made me unique. And he says, they haven't seen you yet. So don't sit on what God has given you. Let them see you. And it's not that he loves Bessie so that, oh, I'm going to make Bessie a shining star and I'm going to forget this one. No. Bessie stepped up to the plate. I said, God, you know what? I've done me all these years. Call myself doing you too. But I'm not doing any of me. I'm going to live you for the rest of my life. I'm going to live only you. And I'm not talking about words. I'm talking about being a doer. A doer. I'm not the same person. Because I have allowed him to use this body to whomever he decided to speak to, including mothers and daughters. My life is not my own, and I'm glad. It's much better than I could even imagine, and I haven't seen anything yet. And it's not about material things at all. It's about a spiritual awareness. It's about the Holy Spirit and the depths in which the conversation that God and I have now. So look out, mothers and daughters. God is coming through. He has a lot to say. And if you're willing and you're able, you don't have to come and join us. You don't have to do that. That's not a mandate. But there's a few ladies out there says, you know what, it's about time, Dr. Fletcher, that we come together. They've been waiting to. And those are the ones that I'm looking for. I'm looking for the ones that say, you know what, Lord, use my mouth. I let you use my body. Do you have to be perfect for that to happen? Of course not. I'm not perfect. He's just looking for you to say, he can use you. Hey, can I use you? I got something I need to do. See, God came through Jesus, and he came through Jesus as a human being. And he's telling you the only way I can affect this earth is that I come through you. I'm showing you the example. The example was Jesus. I came through Jesus to show you the example. I had him to write it down in the book so you could see it. You could follow it. It's your recipe. So if things are not working the way that you think it should work, you're not following the recipe. You're going to put in something that you want to put in. It called for 3 eggs. And you decide, well, I don't want to use all my eggs because I got to cook eggs next week for breakfast. So I'm just going to use 1. You think you're going to have the same results? No. Something is going to be off balance. You may eat it, but you say, you know what? Let's just use a cake, Francis. That cake just doesn't taste like the cake that she baked. Well, she put in the eggs and the right amount of milk and flour and sugar and a little pinch of salt. And, you know, she put in the right amount of butter and whatever else that needs to be in there. And she followed that recipe. And she had a result. Nothing is exact at no given time on no recipe. But you can come so close that even your taste buds cannot identify the difference. So when we're talking about mother and daughter relationship and this recipe that we're creating, we're going to allow God to just use us, and we're going to just sit back and see what words he speaks out into the universe and see how those words are going to affect. You can write letters to the government. You can protest. You can stop watching certain television shows. You can talk to your friends all day and all night and complain. Not going to do anything. You're just sending out more of what it is. a lot of negative energy. And you're attaching yourself with it when you think you're not. You think when you talk against it, then that means, well, I'm against it. Well, negative energy is negative energy. And what you're doing, you're agreeing when you think you're not agreeing. It's like if you don't vote. If you don't vote, you're voting. Because that one vote could have made a difference. But if you say, okay, I'm align myself with the word of God because this is the only true power. This is the only thing that will make a difference in this world is the word of God and his recipe. So God, speak through me. You'll say words that you didn't even think you had in you. I'm not talking about words that got to be fancy and, you know, nobody knows what the heck you're talking about. You will say words with such power because God will make it very simple. Even a child will be able to understand what he's saying. It will be so effective. Sometimes when words come out of my mouth and I'm talking to someone, I see them crying, I see them having a breakthrough, and I'm going, wow. They look at me and say, you knew exactly what was going on, and I just didn't know what to do. And I'm looking like, okay, that wasn't me. That was the Holy Spirit. Before I counsel anybody, before I get up to speak, I pray, and that's the Holy Spirit. I release myself. Things happen. I cannot tell you what happened because I can't remember it if you ask me later on. But the effects I'm seeing in front of me, and people's lives have changed. It doesn't take hours to change a person's life. A person's life can change with one word. One word can be so powerful from God that they get it and something just adjusts in their spirit, in their mind, in their consciousness, and they go, wow. You've probably done that yourself. Wow. Now you got a new consciousness. You got a renewed mind. You've changed. And an example of that is when you got saved. All you had to say was, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, I ask you to come live in my heart. Be my Savior, and I'm going to serve you. Very simple, but meaning it from your heart. God said you are a new creature in Christ, just like that, you've been renewed. So if it happened just like that with saying those words and now you're a Christian and you know you're a Christian because now when you're trying to do things, it just don't feel the same. You can't cut up and act up the way you used to cut up and act up because, you know, and sometimes you override that because you're trying to impress your friends and you don't want them to know, you know, I don't hooked up with God now, so, you know, I'm trying to play double dutch. When I'm in the church, I'm playing God, and when I'm out in the street, I'm playing you. So, you know, I'm playing in between, and then God will let you do that until he gets tired. He says, now you're going to have to make a choice. You're going to have to decide. Is it me or is it not? And that's exactly what I see. That's exactly what he's going to do. Which one you going to do? Because you ain't going to play me. I give you the air to breathe. I give you the strength to walk. Everything you own belongs to me. Your muscles, your bones, your eyes, your ears, your legs, your mind, your ideas belong to me. And you going to play me? And he'll allow hardship to come into your life. He'll get your attention. And when he gets your attention, you find yourself crying out for help. How many of you ever cried out to the Satan and said, oh, Satan, can you please help me? No. I can't imagine anybody doing that. Because there's something in you that knows that it's God that you cry out to. Because you are God. Same spirit made out of his image. So you cry to the Father because you know that you know that's the Creator. So, mothers, when you out here talking about your daughters and relationships and things that's going on, you have the power and the authority to speak it into existence. You can speak it, but you got to believe it. See, that's the key. Faith is the thing that moves God. You can say the word, but if you don't have faith and believe that God's word is what he said, that you can have whatsoever you desire. If you don't doubt it in your heart, you shall have whatsoever you say. And even go as far as saying, and whatsoever things you desire. See, things. There's no crime about having things. God said, whatever things, you got an S on it. Whatever things you so desire. And you believe it in your heart and don't doubt it. You can have whatsoever you say. Whatsoever means whatsoever. It means that relationship with your daughter. It means that relationship with your husband. It means that relationship with your son. It means that relationship with just people in general. And especially that relationship with you. Speak over yourself, mothers, because you got to get you right. See, practice on you. I am. And speak it and believe it. And the transformation starts the moment faith kicks in. And all of a sudden, just like when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a new creature. Leave it alone. Believe it. And as you keep going, now you're building a bridge, and that bridge is going to be complete, and you'll be able to walk across it. What you're saying now is preparing you for next year, and I'll go right back and say tomorrow, next week, next month, you know, next year. And you keep saying it, and you say, well, I don't see anything happening right now, Dr. Fletcher. Well, you didn't get in that mess that you're in overnight. You did a lot of negative talking to get there. Because where you are now is what you said yesterday, last week, last month, and last year. So you paved this road that you are. If you want a new road, you got to create new words. You got to allow God to speak the words in front of you and have life ahead of you. Like I said, the enemy tried, because the enemy knew that I would be where I am right now, this day, sitting in this room, and I'm in a church outside of Atlanta, Georgia, speaking to almost 600 youth. I will speak this afternoon at 5:30, so those of you out there, pray for me. Things that are happening in the ministry now is because I changed what I was saying. And see, this is nothing new to me. And that's why I'm so hard on myself, because I knew better. God taught me this in 1982. I lived out of this for many years. Money was never an option for me for many years. I want something, I bought it. I never think about it, because I'd say everything I touch turned to gold. And I said it, I believed it, and it did. Somehow or another, I got caught up with other conversations. That's all I'm going to say. And when you're around people that's talking negative, that spirit will attach itself to your mind, and before you know it, you're in doubt. Before you know it, you're experiencing life. Before you know it, you're feeling depressed. Before you know it, you got arthritis. Before you know it, you don't know what you're going to eat the night for supper. Before you know it, your knees hurt. You know, just somebody talking. Before you know it, you and your husband got problems. Because what? They're talking about their man and their problem. I can't get a man. He won't do this. Cut it out. If you want a new life, the life that you have in your heart, the relationship that you want with your daughter, the relationship that you want with your mother, the relationship you want with your son, whomever, you've got to create that relationship by speaking the right words. Now, you can start whenever you want. Because whenever you start is when it begins. So if you choose that not to start today, if you say, you know what, I don't believe you, Dr. Fletcher, that's fine because you're still on your journey. I am, like I said, I get up on Saturday morning and I share with you my life lessons. That's all I can do. I can't change anything in your life. Neither can your pastor. I am an ordained chaplain. God chose me and appointed me to minister to mothers and daughters. That is my assignment, and I take it very seriously. But that's my assignment, and I have to find my way through my journey and building my faith through my words. And those words have to align themselves with the word of God. There's no power in Bessie's words. I can say a lot of stuff. The power comes when you add faith to it. See, because you're not going to say something crazy and negative and believe God to make that happen. Because, see, something in your spirit won't align with it. The Holy Spirit just would not have let that thing settle because you're out of order. But if you say what God said, and another thing I have this little book of promises, and I read those. God, you said. See, God said what? Remind me of what I said. Does that mean he doesn't know? He knows. He just wants you to know. Remind me. Say it. Because what you say is what you get, not what you think. Thinking is just something to drive you insane enough to say it. And Satan, that's his job. He will speak into your mind. He will say the negative things, and he will pressure you so much. That girl is getting on my nerves. I tell you, I just cannot, I can't even talk to her. Every time I talk to her, it's just this, that, and the other. And it's always a complaint. It's always a complaint. Well, you're going to get that. He's happy. Because, see, those thoughts were not your thoughts. How can you be a Christian woman thinking crazy stuff like that? That's Satan. And he will captivate your mind, and he will bombard your thoughts until you say it. Because when you say it, then that you just gave him power. See, Satan is the over negative words. God is the God over positive words. So anytime you say anything negative, just know you're helping Satan fight God. Just know that. You're not working for God when you say something negative, when you're talking about people, when you're talking about your daughter, when you're talking about your daughter-in-law, when you're talking about your mother, your sisters, your friends. You're not helping God. That's not God's business. That's not the way Jesus taught. All you got to do is go back and look at the recipe. Look at what God said through Jesus. All that stuff that you're saying, you can't even find that in the Bible. And if you can't find it in the Bible, you're out of order. It's a simple recipe. Don't make it difficult. Read. Just read. And if you can't read, get the audio, guys. It'll read it to you. So you can't say you don't know. So you're going to experience whatever you say. You make the choice. My choice is I want God to say it. That's my take on it. I'm going to go to the switchboard. Thank you very much. We have a large audience this morning. We are here outside of Atlanta at UGO, the conference with Dr. Patricia Bailey. It's an amazing experience. We're on the schedule. We're going to South Africa. A couple trips before the year end. My life will never be the same. Hold 1 second. Let's see here. I want to get, I'll just go down the line, the first one, because so many people have clicked on. Good morning. Good morning. 5370. Okay. We have a short period of time and a lot of people, so I'm just going to invite if you can just give a few minutes and give us your spill on it. keep it moving. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me? How are you?
Yes.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Shani.
Hi, Shani. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What we usually do, I think this is your first time on the air with us. What we usually do, I give the word that God has placed on my heart, and you give us your comment, what you think about what God said to you during the time of my presentation of God's word.
Well, I agree with you. Yes, I agree with what you were saying about speaking the word over your life and standing in faith, because many times life begins when you speak and declare the truth of God's word. And just like you, since I've been here with Dr. Bailey, I'm a part of her school, Global Leadership Training Center, and I'm still here in North Carolina. And since I've been here, the Lord has challenged so many words that I've spoken in the past that hindered me, and he's brought me to a new conversation from all the instructions I received. And my life is taking on new form and new direction, and I know it's because I believe God and I believe his word to be true and every other word to be a lie. So I agree with you 100%.
All right. Well, we wish you were here. It's wonderful. I'm going to step off on the sidebar for just a moment. I met Jonathan yesterday as we were coming in, and I found out that you were a singer with Jonathan.
Yes.
Someone said that you
we go
sang
to the
Yeah, and he tried to call you. He's like, I cannot believe this is a small world. So we did talk about you a little bit yesterday, you know. Awesome, awesome. And you do have a beautiful voice. I told him you sung at graduation. All right, then. But, of course, we miss you. Everything is going well, and I'll talk right with you later.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Shani. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see who else we have here. This is 6664. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm great.
I'm blessed.
All right. I think I know who this is, but you want to tell the audience who you are?
It's Lenora from Florida.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. And Lenora, this is your first time, I think, at least clicking to speak. I know because a lot of people, you know, on the internet, and I can't really tell who they are at the time when I'm on the system. So what do you think about God's word this morning? You know, we have the power and authority to have what we say.
Well, I experience it quite often, you know. Sometimes it's immediate. Sorry for my voice this morning. But then sometimes it's immediate, and sometimes it comes within time, and sometimes you think that it's a waste of time. But after time and time and time and time again of repeating something positive or something from the word, and then when it actually he confirms it, when it's of him, he will confirm it in due season. And then it hits you. This is what I've been saying. I've been saying it so long that I didn't even realize that I'm still saying it. Nothing had happened. But then again, it gets to that point where it's just that time. And then, like you said, it brings a new light, a new meaning. It becomes whole. You know, and then you're able to send that word out with words, with meaning, spiritually, you know. Sometimes you can say a lot of things to people, and it does not hit home. And then again, you can say the same thing to someone else, and because it's their time, it might sound like it's coming out to you, but it's something they've been praying on and hoping for and wishing for. you know, and then they'll say, oh, you know, that was just lucky. Someone will tell them, you're just lucky. No, refrain from saying, I'm lucky. I'm blessed. And I believe it takes time, and it takes, you know, for you to repent to him and him only, just to cleanse your soul. You know, so whatever you're going through, just keep praying about it. And sometimes it depends on where you are in your life is how fast or how quickly he will respond. But he will respond. Because sometimes you can, people say, well, I don't know how to pray. I don't have time to pray, which is just a conversation. But sometimes when you feel your lowest or you feel like I'm about to give up, you can be walking through your room, making your bed, and you can have the music on, the TV on, and that word to your prayer is going to come through because he will use everything you can, like they said, the donkey.
Right. You know, you'd be like, what? You know, just like, Lord, that's it. That's why you got to always be, you ask, you got to believe that it's coming, and then be, you know, waiting it, you know, expecting it to happen, because it's going to come, because God cannot lie. So it's going to come. Expect it.
And once you said it to people, when you've learned that he will respond in his time, no matter what someone else will say to you, you can hold strong and stand strong in that because he's giving you little bits and little bits and little bits that he's there. Yeah, and then when someone doubts you, that just builds your confidence up to say, didn't I tell you so? I knew it was going
all right
to happen. And that's what God is saying. If you're with me and you believe in me, you stand strong.
Amen. Thank you for sharing today.
We will throw them together.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. That's Lenore. We are excited. She's a part of our leadership team for the ambassadors, and we got some wonderful things coming up for you. Thank you. You have a blessed day. All right. We're coming along. This is not mothers and daughters as usual. There's one person here that's been holding for a moment, and then I'm going to get to you, Cynthia. I know you're there. See your hands up. And, of course, you have my co-anchor, and I just thought we'd just greet them first. So many people, I know you like that, too. Good morning. Hello, 5370? Okay. All right. Sometimes people will click, and they don't really – you know, they don't really want to talk. It says click, and they click when they come on. But that's okay. Don't get excited. I know you're there. All righty, let's go here. Good morning. We have a
good
few
morning,
minutes
Dr.
here.
Good morning, Dr. How are you?
I am excited.
How are you,
Cynthia?
I can hear it all over you, darling. It's so wonderful to hear that spirit. And the way that God is moving, it is incredible. I'm so proud of you. You've stayed the course. God said, if you do not faint in time, it will come to pass, and it is obviously coming to pass. But you know I'm a teacher, so you know I'm going to the teaching mode here based on what you said. So you know I pulled out my Bible. I pulled out my Bible, and I'm coming from the Touchpoint Bible. And I want to just read a thing real quick. It says, these words of Jesus, and it's coming from Mark 11, 22, 23. These words of Jesus do not mean we can automatically obtain anything we want if we just think positively. Prayer is not some sort of cosmic blank check from God to us.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus meant that anything is possible with faith because nothing is impossible for God to pray. A mountain into the sea has nothing to do with God's will, but Jesus used that picture to say that it is possible for God to do the impossible. God answered prayers, but not as a result of a positive mental attitude on our part. To be in the position of God to answer our prayers, one, we must be believers. Two, we must not hold a grudge against anyone. That is the prerequisite here, Dr. Fletcher. That's chapter 25 in Mark 11. We must forgive if we want God to forgive us and give us what we are asking him for with his blessing. And number three, we must not pray with selfish motives. Be very careful of the motives with which you come into this ministry. If your motive's not right, God is a God of order, and we have to know our motives. I'm really, really, because for years I volunteered all over the place, but my motives wasn't always right, and I'm very conscious of motives. And so when we are praying the prayer of Mark 11, 23 and 24, we cannot forget 25. If you have an ought against your brother and your sister, you must ask God to forgive you or find forgiveness in your heart for them in order for God's word to work in your life. That's my take, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Well, that's a good one to stick to. If you don't deviate from that, you shall have whatever you say.
Absolutely.
I'm so proud of you. Oh, man, I'm proud of you, man, because I could not be here without you. And I say that, and I say it publicly. When everybody else left, they couldn't. They fainted. Cynthia says, I know that God sent me to you, Dr. Fletcher. When everybody thought it was about me, it was never about me. It was about God trying to find a group of women that he could come together and use to make a difference in the world. And I kept telling them, I can do nothing without God. But they're so busy looking at me. It wasn't about me. And that's why I said, if you come into this ministry thinking that you're coming to help Dr. Fletcher, don't come. Because I have nothing for you except for love. But when you come saying, God, I'm doing this unto you, he will use you and your mouth. And Cynthia, I publicly say to you, thank you. Because even when I felt faint, Cynthia said, keep it moving, Dr. Fletcher. We're going to keep it moving. And we need cheerleaders like that. We need cheerleaders.
Absolutely.
And I tell
and you
everybody.
Know I'm the biggest cheerleader, Dr. Fletcher. I'm the hype man.
That's right. When I'm down here at this conference, and Cynthia, you know, we know that her son has been having some challenges, and he's fine. But we know she's in graduate school. Things are happening. She's not here. But I'm never anywhere without her. And I tell people, there's Cynthia. Because no matter what plate I have, her portion is on it. Because I do not and will not forget someone that helped me. Yes, there's a lot of other people I need to thank. But in this ministry, it dwindled down. It dwindled down. I said, God, whoever's supposed to be here, I know I have to be here, but whoever's supposed to be here, let them be. And those who were not supposed to be here, you know, remove them. And it ended up with just Cynthia and I standing. And we've been standing and holding these programs that we created with some other people. You know, it was a ministry. You know, you have volunteers come in. God gave me the vision. We wrote it out, didn't implement it. Now it's being implemented. God said, I'll raise up a whole new generation. I'll send you a whole new group of people. But my word and my vision will take place. And it is unfolding even as we speak. I'm sorry, that's our time. And, you know, I had to do what God had us to do. And it moves at a fast pace. Thank you, Cynthia. I do appreciate you. I appreciate all the women who have gotten up on Saturday morning and have come on here, have supported us, and a part of it, you too. I could not do this radio program without you guys. Could not. I've been on here talking to you, Cynthia, talking to ourselves. And we've done that in the beginning. So this growth is because of you. And I'm going to remember everybody. I have a list. And I said, God, all the people that have stuck with us, when it comes time to celebrate and God rewards us, everybody's going to be rewarded. So don't think for a moment I don't have a record, and I'm grateful. I am grateful for you. for coming on Saturday morning, because it allows me, it gives me the faith to go on when I can see you on the line. Trust me. There's no me without you when it comes to this radio. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
I don't want you to go anywhere. What I would like for you to do, I want to say this to everybody. Next Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we have our meeting. We have challenged everyone that wants to be a part of leadership. You cannot be a part of leadership without doing the work. I'm telling you right now. If you don't have time, let me know. You cannot be a part of leadership. You can be a member of the body and the network, have the benefits, but my leaders have to do the work. We are challenged on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. You must be on the line. You must. Or give some accountability. I need to know that's why you're not there. But this Thursday night, everyone, every leader is challenged to bring 20 people on this line for Thursday night. We're going to get this 200, and I'm not going past. We do this Thursday and next Thursday, we're going to have 200. If I have to pay people to get on the line, we're going to have 200. If I have to go out there and market on the radio, whatever I have to do. But as leaders, we got to say, I am a leader of this, I am a part of this, and I'm going to help God get this message out. I'm going to help God. And it takes us bringing in the people. Everybody's on Facebook and they're doing all these other things. Tell your friends, you know, come on, let's help change the world. We can do it. God can use us to make a difference. That's the only way we're going to help our children and our grandchildren and our great-grand. We're going to have to allow God to use us. People talk about, I want to do this, I don't have the money. You don't have to have any money. You're talking to people anyway. You're texting them. Look, we are going to get together and come together as a body of Christ and allow God to move like he never moved before. If you don't believe that, can't be a part of this. Because that's where I am. I'm not playing with this. I told God I'm going to do it, and he can depend on me. So I'm asking you, are you willing to do it with me? If you are, email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. I'm with you, Dr. Fletcher. I sent out the applications. I need to have the applications back. I know some people sent theirs back, just haven't been able to go online. I'll be out of the conference. I'll get some rest on Sunday. I'll head back, and I'm going to be on it all next week. Thursday night, we're going to be on it. I want to see 20 people from everybody that hit that line. Every leader, 20 people. All right? That's your mandate. Love you. In the name of Jesus, have a blessed, blessed day and week. And I'll talk to you all Thursday night. God bless you. Love you. Bye-bye.